Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today is a show, and I don't know where we got the idea for this. I think maybe because Ted had gotten a couple of new CDs that featured this aspect of musical theater. But we decided we'd take a look once again at composers and lyricists who are performing their own works. Now, we're not going to say singing because we've got one pianist in there, but there are people who are performing the work, so you sort of think it's the way they had envisioned it, but we'll see.
And many of them are composers and lyricists because they are not very good singers.
We do have a couple of good singers.
And we're going to start with one, Johnny Mercer. And this comes from one of his CDs called Johnny Mercer, More of the Best. He was a performer. He usually wrote lyrics, but sometimes he wrote his own melodies as well. And this CD contains 12 songs for which Mercer is composer and lyricist, sometimes one, sometimes the other, sometimes both. And we're going to start with a song called I'm an Old Cowhand. And Bing Crosby introduced this in a film called Rhythm on the Range. And then 4 years later, Roy Rogers had a hit with it as well. But here is Johnny Mercer.
Step beside you on a rate, tender feet, let a big bad buckaroo pass. I'm the toughest hombre you'll ever meet, though I may be the last. Yes, siree. We're a vanishing race, no siree, he can't last long. Step beside you on a rate, tender feet, while I sing my song. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bald and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how, and the show ain't fixin' to start in now. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride, for I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, and I ride the range in a big straight eight. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I come to town just to hear the band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go, cause I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but I done retired, I'm living off the land. I spend all my time at the hotel bar with a planter's punch and a big cigar, cause my old ranch horse is a movie star. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
You heard Johnny Mercer, who was not only the performer, but also the composer and lyricist for I'm an Old Cowhand.
Hoagy Carmichael is another person who did both music and lyrics, music sometimes, lyrics others, and we decided to use a song that he did both for from a fairly forgotten film, and most of his work for musical pieces was done for films. The film is Las Vegas Nights, and here is Hoagie Carmichael to sing the Monkey Song.
This is a story about a monkey and a king, King Rebop and his dream. Down in the jungle, he dreams about a flower, dreams about a bird, not that bird. Ah, that's a prettier bird. He dreams about a monkey. He dreams this monkey can play the drums. Seems the king is broke. He needs dough. And there's a missionary. Well, a monkey heard swing down in Woolooling. He got bit by the beat of it. I hopped up on a hippo's back. With a grin, he went into his dance. Singing tsukity-yakity-back. A king-a-reep-pop said, "You stop, you ain't exactly on the backbeat. I look at my feet," and then he shuffled up a rhythm. Got the monkey going with him. In a minute, they were balling the jack in the sand. So the monkey made a coconut tom-tom. Found an old drum that belonged to the voodoos. By the middle of the week, every native was speaking about the monkey and his medicine band. He beat licks with his sticks to a record by Bix, till his rhythm was the talk of all the Congo. He had a gadoo play the kazoo, and the jug man rounded out the combo. One day a missionary with a Bible and canary came riding on a donkey through the jungle. King Rebop shouted, "Hey, stop, pop, I know a way that we can make a bundle." So he told the missionary with a Bible and canary about the monkey and the way he played drums. But he added he'd had a little bit of bad luck, and he'd like to sell the monkey to Frank Buck. "Okay," said the man with the Bible in a hand, "if a deal is according to Hoyle, I'll see what you got and I'll pay you a lot if you promise not to bore me in oil, 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 oil." So he went with the king down the Woolooling to see if the big hit and make a buck on it. But the monk the king kept raving about didn't know from nothing at all. It was just another monkey. King Rebop then woke up, found out he'd been dreaming, and upset cause the little missionary with the Bible and canary said, "King, it must have been somebody you had." So long, boy.
From the film Las Vegas Nights, you heard Hoagie Carmichael with his The Monkey Song.
One of my recent acquisitions was called Sheldon Harnick Hidden Treasures 1949 to 2013, and this is a two CD set on the Harbinger label, and it's part of their Songwriter Showcase series, and I'm going to try to get more of these because they're absolutely fabulous. 26 songs on each CD for which Sheldon Harnick was the lyricist and sometimes the composer as well. And a good many of the selections are demo recordings he made with his frequent partner, Jerry Bock. And we're going to have a song sung by Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock from the musical Fiorello. Now, if you know that musical, you don't know this song, because the song, which was written for the original version, was cut on the road before the show reached Broadway. The name of the song is called Till the Bootlegger Comes, and here are Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick.
It's simply amazing what you can accomplish with cherries or berries or plums. What was once unthinkable is now extremely drinkable till the bootlegger comes. Our kitchens converted from coffee and ketchup to resins and esters and gums. What was once detestable is really quite digestible till the bootlegger comes.
brandy down in Texas. We used fermented cactus. We poured it in the tub and locked the door. This noble experiment somehow went wrong. From cooking too little or aging too long. Now we ain't got a bathtub anymore. We brew it, ferment it, distill it, and hide it in bottles and barrels and drums. What was once ridiculous is just the thing to pickle us till the bootlegger comes. When Applejack was lacking, we made a wild concoction called Steeplejack, a full 200 proof. A jigger or two left my tonsils aflame. Old Steeplejack always lived up to its name and left me hanging cockeyed from the roof. We've raided our gardens, distilling the juices from roses, carnations, and mums. What was once disqualified has now been alcoholified till the bootlegger comes. When I lived in Milwaukee, one day I helped my uncle to brew a kind of substitute for stout. I still can remember him licking his lips and cautiously sipping a couple of sips and nodding as his wisdom teeth fell out. The 18th Amendment forbids us to traffic in whiskeys and brandies and rums. Tell us what we're not to do, and this is what we got to do, rather than hang by our thumbs. Till the bootlegger comes.
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 Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick were the performers and composer and lyricist of a song from Fiorello called Till the Bootlegger Comes.
We're going to stay with this two CD set for another cut, but this time it's Sheldon Harnick writing with Hugh Martin, and we're going to listen to Hugh Martin sing. This is a song that they wrote for Eddie Fisher's nightclub act. It's called I Can't Get Used to These Clothes, and it references Eddie Fisher in a service uniform.
Well, at last, here I am. After two hectic years with Uncle Sam, I should be fancy free, I suppose. But I can't get used to these clothes. What a switch, what a change. After khaki, this kind of suit feels strange. From my tie to my high-powered hose, I just can't get used to these clothes. The day I got my walking papers, I was cutting capers at the news. I bought a belt of red and yellow, even got some elevated shoes. I admire other guys in their bright colored shirts and Christmas ties. But when I wear a tie, then this feeling grows. Why are people staring? Should this tie I'm wearing just be used for scaring crows? It's insane, but it's plain that I can't get used to these clothes. I'm getting used to talking back a little. Talking back's a pleasant change. I'm getting used to not saluting, and there's no more shooting on the range. With a gun, I confess, I was not really much of a success. And my rank, I'll be frank, PFC. Didn't mind when they made me one, but I find each time I see one, I would rather see than be one. Goodness knows. So I've got no excuse to refuse to get used to these brand new clothes.
That was Hugh Martin as composer and singer with a song written for Eddie Fisher's nightclub act, I Can't Get Used to These Clothes.
The composing team of Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty celebrated their 30th anniversary with a live concert at 54 Below, and it was recorded as a 2-CD set with 48 selections from the many shows they had written. We're going to listen to Stephen Flaherty play Ragtime, the title song from that wonderful musical that they wrote together. And then they have a brief duet that ended the concert, because I think they realized that neither one of them was a particularly good singer. And that song is called How Lucky We Are.
We have just one last thing to sing for you before we hit the road.
That you'll have to endure. Mm-hmm.
As long as it's goodbye.
And knowing this is it.
We have a little something to admit. When the news is all bad.
When you're sour and blue.
When you start to get mad, you should do what we do. Tell yourself how lucky you are. when the show's going wrong.
And the buzz is unkind
when you're limping along and get kicked from behind.
Tell yourself
how lucky you are. We've been through a storm or two,
a bad review,
a few from you know who. Our philosophy is simply write something new. So we're happy you're here, and tonight was a thrill, 'cause we've shared 30 years and we're doing it still. Thank you one and all for coming so far. And may we say, it was nice fighting you.
Nice hating you.
Nice knowing I was aggravating you. Amazing but true. How lucky we are. How lucky, how lucky, how lucky we are. Are.
Stephen Flaherty brought you the theme from Ragtime as a piano solo, and then Stephen Flaherty joined his frequent writing partner Lynn Ahrens for How Lucky We Are.
Harold Brohm is another composer who performed his own works as often as he wanted, and he wrote shows like Wish You Were Here, Fanny, and this one, called Call Me Mister, about the servicemen from World War II coming back into the public realm. He's singing one of the songs that we like from the score that was originally sung by Betty Garrett. Here he is, accompanying himself on the piano with South America, Take It Away.
Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man, we think our South American neighbors are grand. We give them the helping hand. South America, babaloo, aye, babaloo. One favor you can do, aye, you can do. You beautiful lands below don't know what you began. To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking my Pan-American can. Take back your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, your conga, aye, aye, aye. I can't keep shaking, aye, my rumble, aye, any longer, aye, aye, aye. Now maybe Latins, aye, in their middles, aye, I build stronger, aye, aye, aye. But all this making with the quaking and the shaking of the bacon leaves me aching. Hole, first you shake it and you put it there, then you shake it and you put it here. Then you shake it and you put it there. That's enough, take it back. My spine's out of whack. There's a great big crack in the back of my sacroiliac. Take a back of your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. Why can't you send us, aye, a less strenu, aye, us number, aye, aye, aye. It's getting so now, aye, that even I in slumber, aye, aye, aye. I hear the knocking of the knockers and the rocking of maracas in my caucus. Holy South America, take it away. First you shake it and you put it there. Then you shake it and you put it here. Then you shake it and you put it there. That's enough, that's enough. I'm through, please pass me the glue. I'm admitting I'll soon be splitting on what I'm sitting on. Take a back of your samba, aye, your conga, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. I'm dislocating, aye, my verta, aye, bray lumba, aye, aye, aye. I've got more bumps here, aye, than Anna, aye, cucumber, aye, aye, aye. Though I like neighborly relations, all these up and down gyrations try my patience. Hole, I got a wriggle and a diddle and a jiggle like a fiddle in my middle. Hole, all of this going and this coming to this fancy Latin drumming numbs my plumbing. Hole, South America, take it away.
Harold Brohm performing his song from Call Me Mister entitled South America, Take It Away.
P.S. Classics is a very innovative label that gave us our next source, and it's a CD called Charles Sings Strauss. And it's Charles Strauss at the piano and singing songs from the various musicals and shows that he wrote. And we had quite a bit of discussion about which one to include, because he was the composer of Those Were the Days, the song for that infamous television program. But the one song out of the 24 on this CD that was brand new to me came from a musical that ended up as an HBO television musical. It's the adaptation of a young people's book, and on television it was called Lyle. And I think it's kind of interesting that the title of this song is probably the most complicated one for typing I have ever encountered. The song is called Me Oh My, Man Oh Man, Do I Miss Milwaukee? And here is Charles Strauss, who gets my vote as the worst singer on today's program.
Days like this, oh man, do I miss Milwaukee? Brother, you don't know pretty till you've been to my city. Were we dumb? We moved away from Milwaukee. Said goodbye to my team there. Said goodbye to my dream there. There's something about Milwaukee air, and I don't mean the beer. I guess it's that the folks all care, not like here. Well, one day we're going back and walk by the lake and see just my dad and mom and me living happy in Milwaukee. Gee, I miss Milwaukee. Hey man, I think your Yankees stink. That's what I meant to say. But I'm too slow, my dad says so. Still one day, I'll change one day and be quick and smart. So he's proud of me, and the three of us will be really happy in Milwaukee.
You heard Charles Strauss sort of singing and playing the piano with a song called Me Oh My, Man Oh Man, Do I Miss Milwaukee.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a program entitled Composers and Lyricists Perform Their Own on the Dress Circle. Now we have another singer up who I think is right there with Charles Strauss. And he admits it, and that's Stephen Sondheim. He has said he is not a singer, although we do have recordings of him, thanks once again to PS Classics, who have given us demo recordings and things that he had recorded that just weren't available, which is why we love this whole idea. And we're playing one of those because Ted has fallen in love with this song. It's not from a show. It's one of the perks of knowing somebody like Stephen Sondheim, who is a great composer. Every once in a while, you get a song written for you. This was a song that he wrote in 1955 for a friend's birthday. And he'll tell you who that is at the beginning of the song. This is Stephen Sondheim as vocalist and playing the piano with the song entitled, You're Only As Old As You Look.
September 15th, 1955, for Julian Beatty Jr. on his 39th birthday.
You look
look flashy, you look sporty, you look almost as dashing as Morty. Well, you're only as old as you look, and you look 40. You look blasé, you look nifty, but when they ask you your age, you look shifty. Well, you're only as old as you look. Let me look again. 50 on your ravaged face are more lines than they say on the stage. It's not the sign of sorrow or disgrace, it's age. Happy birthday, Jerry Beatty. May your problems be less and less weighty. Well, you're only as old as you look, and you look 85. You're practically alive. Of your in-laws, you've a crawful. The demands that they make are unlawful. Well, you're only as old as you look, and you look awful. You should feel just like a baby. You've got decades ahead of you, maybe. Well, you're only as old as you feel. What's your ulcer like, JB? You've a rich, full store of memories in that brain. Won't you tell us your adventures in the war with Spain? You look punchy, you look drowsy. The Greeks had a word for it, lousy. Well, you're only as old as you look, but you can't be as old as all that. Happy birthday, don't regret it, 'cause we'll all go right home and forget it. Old friend, old pal, old faithful, old paint, old Greenwich, old crow, old shoe, old hat.
Stephen Sondheim from 1955 with a song entitled You're Only as Old as You Look, which belongs in a musical somewhere.
Joyce Grenfell was a great British comedienne, and she's famous for comedy routines like Nursery School. But occasionally she sang songs and she wrote the lyrics herself, and the music was often written by composer Richard Adensel. And we have one of those songs now, and it's called Three Brothers, and it tells the rather sad story of what it's like to be a sister to three male siblings.
I had three brothers, Harold and Robert and James, all of them tall and handsome, all of them good at games. And I was allowed to field for them, to bowl to them, to score. I was allowed to slave for them forever and evermore. Oh, I was allowed to fetch and carry for my three brothers, Jim and Bob and Harry. All of my brothers, Harry and Jim and Bob, grew to be good and clever, each of them at his job. And I was allowed to wait on them, to be their slave complete. I was allowed to work for them, and life for me was sweet. For I was allowed to fetch and carry for my three brothers, Jim and Bob and Harry. Jim went out to South Africa, Bob went out to Ceylon, Harry went out to New Zealand and settled in Wellington. And the grass grew high on the cricket pitch, and the tennis court went to hay, and the place was too big and too silent after they went away. So I turned it into a guest house after our parents died. I wrote to the boys every Sunday, and once a year they replied. All of them married eventually. I wrote to their wives, of course, their wives wrote back on postcards. Well, it might have been very much worse. And now I have 9 nieces, most of them home at school. I have them all to stay here for the holidays, as a rule. And I am allowed to work for them to do odd jobs galore. I am allowed to work for them, and life is sweet once more. For I am allowed to fetch and carry for the children of Jim and Bob and Harry.
Joyce Grenfell was the performer and lyricist for a song called Three Brothers.
Now, several of these composers were known for performing their own works, and they did so quite often in cabarets. They had stage shows, and we are up to one of those right now. And that's Noel Coward. Noel Coward was in Las Vegas. He appeared in clubs, and he sang whenever he possibly could. And his voice wasn't that good, but he was Noel Coward, and he had a style about his performance. We're going to listen to one of our favorite Noel Coward works from a piece called Words and Music. This is Mrs. Worthington.
Your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded and the struggle's pretty tough, and admitting the fact she's burning to act, that isn't quite enough. She has nice hands to give the wretched girl her due, but don't you think her bust is too developed for her age? I repeat, Mrs. Worthington, sweet Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Regarding your dear Mrs. Worthington, of Wednesday the 23rd, although your baby may be keen on a stage career, how can I make it clear this is not a good idea for her to hope, dear Mrs. Worthington, is on the face of it absurd. Her personality is not in reality exciting enough, inviting enough for this particular sphere. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. She's a bit of an ugly duckling, you must honestly confess, and the width of her seat would surely defeat her chances of success. It's a loud voice, and though it's not exactly flat, she'll need a little more than that to earn a living wage. On my knees, Mrs. Worthington, please, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Though they said at the School of Acting she was lovely as Peer Gynt, I'm afraid on the whole an ingenue role would emphasize her squint. She's a big girl, and though her teeth are fairly good, she's not the type I ever would be eager to engage. No more buts, Mrs. Worthington, nuts, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage.
That was Noel Coward with his wonderful piece, Mrs. Worthington.
In a CD called An Evening with Frank Lesser, Frank Lesser sings and accompanies himself on the piano in songs from his three biggest hits, Guys and Dolls, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and The Most Happy Fella. One of the songs that's included in this DRG recording was one that Lesser wrote for Guys and Dolls, which was not used. The song is called Traveling Light, and it sounds to me like it might be a song for Sky Masterson. Here is Frank Lesser.
Most guys buy themselves houses and promptly box themselves in with the stove and the wife, the subscription to life, and the sound of Junior practicing violin. And they no longer dream about places they'll go. They just brood about places they've been. Well, thank you very much, though the joys be many. Thank you very much, I'm not having any. I'm traveling light, no one's weighing me down. Got my ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town. Traveling light, mister, see what I mean. Got my ticket in my pocket if I don't like your routine. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to break clean. And I'm damned if your mortgage I'll carry, though your proposition's a beaut. And I'm damned if your sister I'll marry. Guess I left my heart in my other suit. And I'm traveling light, no one's weighing me down. Got my ticket in my pocket for the minute the gods frown. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town.
You heard Frank Lesser sing Travelin' Light, a song that he wrote for Guys and Dolls that was not used in the final version of the show.
Now, Cy Coleman was another performer who actually had several different hats that he wore. He had the Cy Coleman Trio, he wrote many popular songs, and he also wrote for the Broadway stage. And he sang a great deal of his work, as well as the work of others. Here we have Cy Coleman singing a song from the musical Little Me. It's I've Got Your Number, and this was originally done in the show by Sven Svensson.
You've got no time for me. You've got big things to do. Well, my sweet chickadee, I've got hot news for you. I've got your number. I know you inside out. You ain't no Eagle Scout. You're all at sea. Oh, yes, you'll brag a lot. Wave your own flag a lot, but you're unsure a lot. You're a lot like me, and I've got your number. And what you're looking for, and what you're looking for, just suits me fine. We'll break the rules a lot. We'll be damn fools a lot. But then why should we not? How could we not combine when I've got your number? Yes, we'll break the rules a lot. We'll be damn fools a lot. But then why should we not? How could we not combine when I've got your number and I've got the glow you've got? I've got your number. Baby, you know you've got mine.
That was Cy Coleman. And I think we should do a program of Cy Coleman's pop hits because he wrote so many good ones.
And his usual partner was Carolyn Lee.
And that was Cy Coleman singing a song from Little Me, I've Got Your Number.
Betty Comden and Adolph Green wrote the lyrics for many hit Broadway shows. And in 1958, they had their own Broadway show called A Party with Comden and Green. And it was reprised in a second version in 1977. Both of those evenings with Comden and Green had original cast recordings. And from the second one, we're going to hear one of their duets. It was written for Burt Lahr and Dolores Gray in a musical called Two on the Isle. The song is called Catch Our Act at the Met. And here are Betty Comden and Adolph Green.
Yes, siree, feeling grand. We're an act that's in demand.
Yeah, we're working steady. We're all set.
Got ourselves a season at the Met.
Now the opera once was the long had seen.
Till they got this new manager, James Levine.
Yeah, now the Met's gone vaudeville.
We don't need that Rodgers and Hammerstein. We're not dependent on the theater guild. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll play Siegfried.
And I'll play Brunhild.
They got a Dameron.
They got a Dameron. But we don't need to play 52nd Street. In smoke and noise where everybody is south. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met. I'm Margarita.
And I'll be Faust by Charlie Gounod.
You're Charlie Gounod.
Say they got a band of 60 strong. Knows how to help your turn along. And business is so good they've had to call out the cops. Variety says pop up tops.
Oh, we don't need the Copacabana show. We're always hidden by those gosh darn trees. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met. I'll be Aida.
And I, Radames, Giuseppe Verdi.
Domina's brother. And we'll be putting the wriggle into Rigolette. Oh, you can always catch our act at the Met. Oh, we don't need a weekend at Grossinger's. Who watch our act and let the blintzes get cold. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll play Tristan.
And I'll play Isolde.
By Dickie Wagner.
Yeah, Dickie Wagner. Oh, we don't need a guest shot on radio. And we can say it's TV to TV. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Rodolfo.
And I'll be Mimi.
By Jake Puccini.
Yeah, Jake Puccini. Say Italian opera, French and Dutch. Now have that added Broadway touch. And look at what a smash they made of Fledermaus. Variety says, mouse packs house. But we don't need to play at the Paramount. 5 shows a day and nervous breakdowns you get. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met. I'll be Lucia.
And I'll be Sextet by Donna Michi.
No Donizetti. So don't look us up at the Strand. Cause we'll be playing Pelias and Melisande. Oh, you can always catch our act at the Met. At the Metro. Metropolitan.
With music by Julie Stein, Betty Comden and Adolph Green performed their lyrics to a song from Two on the Isle called Catch Our Act at the Met.
Jerry Herman is another composer who performed his works regularly, and an evening with Jerry Herman was a kind of and then I wrote sort of affair, and we're thankful for it because we got some insight into his work. We're listening to a collection of two pieces called Hundreds of Girls, and that came from Mac and Mabel, and then I'll Be Here Tomorrow from the equally failed The Grand Tour.
What gives a man sparkle and snap? going through life with his little old lap full of hundreds and hundreds of girls. What gives a man power and punch? Tina for breakfast and Lena for lunch, having hundreds and hundreds of girls. Show him a blonde, and something in his soul will leap to respond. But then again, he's also terribly fond of this brunette, and so instead of one dandy dish, pass him the candy dish. Sinner or saint, schoolgirl or queen, one girl is boring and two are obscene. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls.
That one didn't run very long either. And then a few years later, I wrote a musical for Joel Grey called The Grand Tour, in which he sang these lines. I don't think I realized when I was writing them that I was writing about myself. I'll be here tomorrow, alive and well and thriving. I'll be here tomorrow. It's simply called surviving. Yeah, you guessed it. That one didn't run very long either.
That was Jerry Herman from An Evening with Jerry Herman, with selections from Mac and Mabel and The Grand Tour, Hundreds of Girls and I'll Be Here Tomorrow.
Stephen Schwartz has written many memorable musicals, from Godspell to Wicked, and he also has several solo albums. From his album called Reluctant Pilgrim, we're going to hear Stephen Schwartz sing a song from Children of Eden. The song is called The Hardest Part of Love.
Oh, this son of mine I love so well, and oh, the toll it takes. I would build a bridge of dreams for him and patch it where it breaks. But the one thing he most treasures is to make his own mistakes. Oh, he is bound for lands I've traveled, I remember them so clear. I could tell him what to watch for, I could warn him what to fear. I could shout until I'm breathless, and he'd still refuse to hear. Oh, but you cannot close the acorn once the oak begins to grow. And you cannot close your heart to what it fears and needs to know. That the hardest part of love is the letting go. As a child I found a sparrow that had fallen from its nest, and I nursed it back to health till it was stronger than the rest. But when I tried to hold it then, it pecked and scratched my chest till I let it go. And I watched it fly away from me with its bright and selfish song. And a part of me was cursing I had helped it grow so strong. And I feared it might go hungry, and I feared it might go wrong. Oh, but you cannot close the acorn once the oak begins to grow. And you cannot close your heart to what it fears and needs to know. That the hardest part of love is the letting go. And it's only in Eden grows a rose without a thorn, and your children start to leave you on the day that they are born. They will leave you there to cheer for them, they will leave you there to mourn ever so. Like an ark on uncharted seas, their lives will be tossed. And the deeper is your love for them, the crueler is the cost. And just when they start to find themselves is when when you fear they're lost. Oh, oh, but you cannot close the acorn once the oak begins to grow. And you cannot close your heart to what it fears and needs to know. That the hardest part of love and the rarest part of love and the truest part of love is letting go.
Stephen Schwartz was the performer, composer, and lyricist of a song called The Hardest Part of Love from his musical Children of Eden.
Now, at this point, we were going to play a piece performed by Michel Legrand from his last Broadway outing called Amour, which was also a show in France. But we're out of time for that. It's 3 minutes. We don't have that much time. But we are planning both a show dedicated to Michel Legrand, whom we lost in January, and also to Andre Previn, whom we just lost a couple of weeks ago. That's going to be in the future, so we hope you'll stay tuned and look forward to those. Instead, we're going to end with another composer who performed his own work unashamedly, and that was Cole Porter. Here he is to sing a song that just bowled us over from Jubilee. It's called When Me Mowgli Love.
Me only born in elephant's nest. Me only know what elephants know. So me, little Mowgli, little bit slow. Me so provincial, me simply lacking time. Knowledge of Winchell and old McIntyre. Me don't know yet what the set called smart is. Me never get to Elsa Maxwell's parties. Me simply play in the jungle hay all day. Speaking of the hay, say, when me Mowgli love, when me little Mowgli ugly fall in love, the love seen me throw is so bold, even cold for mama to go on a spree. When me Mowgli love, when the jungle here little Mowgli love has found, all the elephants race to the place and huddle around. And they stay till the dawn, every guest with his best binoculars on, just to see me, Mowgli Long. And the friend will hasty that Mowgli's ways are the roughest he ever met. And though Emily Post saw me hell of a host in a book on etiquette, yet every star shining above just dance with glee when me Mowgli love.
Next week, it's all about food. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.